Welcome along to the Rugby Pass podcast as we head into round five of Super Rugby. But we're not just talking about Super Rugby today. Oh no, we have a very special guest all the way from London, Tom Hamilton, rugby editor of ESPNScrum.com. Good morning, New Zealand time to you, Tom, which means good evening, your time.
Yeah, I think it's about 48 hours since I last slept due to the Grand Slam triumph of dear old Eddie's boys, but no, I think everyone's already got used to it.
I'm glad you've brought this up, because I spoke to you when Eddie Jones was first appointed, and you let me in on a little meeting that the journalists had, and we don't need to go into details here, but you said to me at the time that this was going to be an interesting ride for the British media, let alone the public. Eddie Jones has delivered, and he can do no wrong. Would that be the case?
From my point of view, that's absolutely the case, mainly because on Saturday after the Grand Slam triumph, he offered me the backs coach job before telling me then to slim down, because he then wanted me to be the prop for the Australia tour. So basically, I got a feeling that I might be slightly played by Eddie. However, look, I mean, five wins from five. It's you have to feel a little bit for dear old Stuart Lancaster before four second places, and now in walks Eddie, fresh off the back of that remarkable Japan triumph, which, I mean, was probably the story of the World Cup, given the absolute inevitability that the All Blacks will win it. And Eddie sits there, five wins from five, Grand Slam. I mean, it's easy, isn't it? Mate, as he says.
Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't called you champ yet. And when he starts calling you champ, you know not to be pleased with that. I'm gonna take up where we're leaving off here in terms of the Six Nations and move through now to what looms then arguably as the most looked forward to, highly anticipated tour of June, which would be England going to Australia, Eddie Jones' homeland, and taking on the Wallabies. Is there genuine excitement now in English rugby circles about the chances down under?
Well, Eddie Jones was asked about this the other day, and he said it's going to be absolutely hilarious. So take from that what you will, because he said they're going to go bodyline. Now, I know very, very little about cricket. However, what I've learnt is, in the past few days, it sounds fairly brutal. This tour should be a lot of fun. Eddie Jones is already comparing it to the Ashes, which, I mean, steeped in history. England and Australia, based on the last result given the World Cup, which was 33 points to 13 from my horrible nightmare recollection, means that this could be something interesting. But I mean, we'll look at it. Eddie Jones is already planning for it. I'm sure he's got already his one-liners prepared. He's looking forward to this. I mean, this is a chance for him to take his England team, the Grand Slam champions, the first time we've been able to say that since 2003, down to Australia. I mean, what better place to take it to the place where they lost the final in 2003 to England as it is. I mean, he's looking forward to this. He's absolutely pumped. God bless him in his little Penny Hill Park room. But there we go.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like Jonestown all over again. You guys have drunk the Flavor Aid. That's what's happened there in Britain with Eddie Jones. Jonestown. You'll end up regretting this. You'll end up regretting it.
I am, because he told me to slim down, and I've already resigned from work to be the backs coach. And I mean, the trial return wasn't too bad, but I mean, it's five wins from five.
No, you're right. Same team,
which is one of the big things.
Yeah, no, you're dead right. Look, England do look good, and they deserve some credit. They were wonderful through that Six Nations, and the way they played too would have been excited for their fan base. But they're not the only ones on tour in June, of course. Tommy, Wales heading down to New Zealand. Given what Wales achieved or failed to achieve in the Six Nations, is anyone giving them any show of coming down to New Zealand? Warren Gatland, also in the same vein as Eddie Jones, coming back to his country of birth. Is anyone giving them any chance at all of getting one win at the very least over this All Black side?
Well, I mean, what, last win was 1953, so since then, I mean, Queen Elizabeth has been sitting on the throne for a fair old while.
They have not beaten the All Blacks since her coronation.
Was it, how long is it now, Sumo?
Yeah, well, that'd be right. It's I don't know what 2016 minus 53 is, but that's the same time the Queen has been sitting on the throne.
Yeah, I mean, a lot's happened since then. I mean, Jamie Roberts, or I think it was Jamie Roberts the other day, was talking up the chances, you know, we're going to go there and beat the All Blacks. Look, you've got Warren Gatland. he is probably the Lions coach in waiting. He is the man who's going to be leading the tourists down there next summer for what will probably be a 3-0 loss. So, I mean, at least he's going to get a chance.
So at what point does England Rugby change their tune on Eddie Jones and say, we'll make you available for the Lions job?
He's already ruled it out, actually.
Has he? Don't take that.
Not interested, mate.
Rubbish.
Statement.
Rubbish.
We'll see. Warren Gatland is definitely the right man to lead it down there. He can get a great coaching team. However, we are digressing. In terms of Wales' chances, New Zealand, they're a talented bunch. They've got really, really good players. If they get that Webb bigger axis working along with Faletau at 8, Lydiot at 6, Warburton at 7, that's a really, really good spine to that team. However, there is this big old albatross, which is the fact they haven't won there since dear old Queen Elizabeth first sat on that coronation throne in Westminster Abbey. But look, we go on. I mean, Gatland knows that a win there this summer is absolutely essential.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Tommy, let's skip out for the internationals for a second and head back into the domestic competitions. Aviva Premiership, really interesting for me. Exeter are running a sort of Leicester City program at the moment. Any chance that they can kick on and go through and win a title in the Aviva Prem?
Well, I mean, Leicester Chiefs are if you're looking for some sort of blueprint for how to run a rugby club, then it's going to be the Exeter Chiefs. Ever since they got promoted to the top flight, I think it must have been 6 years ago. Actually, I was at Exeter University the year before they got promoted. So for 3 years, I watched them play championship rugby, and then the season after I left, they got promoted, which was fantastic. But Rob Baxter's been a fantastic coach. He is actually currently the favourite to lead the tourists, the under-23 side, which is still being put into motion to South Africa for a little tour in June. But the Exeter Chiefs are a fantastic bunch of players. And at the crux of them are these England players, Luke Cowan-Dickie, Henry Slade, Sam Hill, Jack Knoll, Dave Ewers. These are the guys who could end up being the backbone to the 2019 World Cup group. And it's all due to Rob Baxter. He knows exactly how to work his group. And also, there's a guy called Ali Heffer, who's the backs coach. And he's also on Eddie Jones' radar as a potential future backs coach leading forward with England. However, coming this summer, I mean, Exeter Chiefs, if they win the Premiership, then they're going to rain all over Leicester City's parade.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, no surprise to see Saracens in the top two, but also the resurgence of Wasps. Is it working at the London club?
If you're looking for a blueprint for how to move one team from one ground to another, I mean, they went to Hampden Park in High Wycombe, and they went up to the Ricoh Arena in Coventry. And from there, they've grown as a team. I mean, they're going to be in the top four of the season. There's no doubt about that. They've got Charles Pietau, who is world-class. He arrives at Wasps, and, I mean, he kind of rained on everyone else's parade because he arrived and then suddenly he's the best player in Europe because he is that good. He's made that much of an impression. You got George Smith there, who's now the back row coach for England. They made a mockery of this sort of system at the moment, but at the centre of it is this English crux of players, Launchbury, Daly, Joe Simpson, these guys. And it's a really, really special group.
Tommy, I love the Premiership, always have done, but obviously our focus, certainly in New Zealand, is on Super Rugby at the moment. From what you have seen of the Super Rugby season so far, four rounds in, what have you made of the tournament, what have you made of expansion, and what have you made of the quality?
The main thing I've taken away from Super Rugby is the fact that after the World Cup, you watch that All Blacks team win the final, and then immediately you look at that sort of spine of that team, the Conrad Smiths, the Richie McCaws, who won't be there for a following season. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, come these other crop who are just unbelievably talented players. So this is the sort of thing I think which the Northern Hemisphere really has to get attuned to, is this sort of development pattern of youngsters coming through, and they make this sort of impact, which is a sort of... You get excited watching these guys break through and making waves as they are. I mean, in general, it's a tournament finding its feet again. The new 18-team format is slightly bizarre. But my favourite team is the Argentinian lot. They just don't really care what they're doing and they're brilliant.
Yeah, they are. It's like you and me, Tom. We just don't really care what we're doing. Tom Hamilton, rugby editor of ESPNScrum.com, thank you for joining us on the podcast this week, mate. Hopefully we can get you back.
Oh, be an absolute honour.
So there you are, the Rugby Pass podcast for this week. The date here, 23rd of March, as we head into round 5 of Super Rugby. But today, a departure from Super Rugby as we had a look at the end of the Six Nations, the wash-up, the chances in June, and a little bit of a look around the Aviva Premiership as well. RugbyPass.com, get there, subscribe today. So much footy. So much.